欢迎来到思辨新闻英语，我是 Jason Lee。 今天是2020年8月29日，我们今天来聊国际政治新闻。今天的新闻原文是这样子的， President expressed good wish to Japanese PM upon his resignation. August 28, CNA.President 蔡英文 on Friday expressed her good wish for Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, whose resignation citing health reasons was reported that day by Japanese media. We cherish his friendship with Taiwan and hope he will get well soon, Tsai said during a press briefing.Abe has been very active in supporting Taiwan-Japan relations, both in policy and in his sentiments towards the Taiwanese people, Tsai said. She added that she only learned about Abe's resignation through media reports, and that her office had not received any official confirmation from the Japanese government on the situation.Meanwhile, in a statement, Taiwan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs thanks Abe for his long-time support and contribution to Taiwan-Japan relations and wished him a speedy recovery from his illness. Our government will continue to deepen its friendly cooperation with Japan, the statement said.According to reports from Japanese media, Abe resigned that day because he is suffering from ulcerative colitis. Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, has been a staunch supporter of Taiwan's bid to participate in international forums such as the World Health Assembly.He told Japanese media in 2017 that Taiwan is an important partner for Japan. We share values and share interests. 这篇新闻的大意是说，8月28号的时候，那个台湾的总统蔡英文就对日本首相安倍晋三表达了就是致意，就是因为他辞职了嘛。那安倍晋三因为健康的理由问的原因嘛而辞职。那蔡英文在新闻上面也是表示说，我们非常的珍惜日本与台湾的友谊，尤其是安倍晋三与台湾的友谊，然后非常希望他能够早日康复。那蔡英文还补充说，其实他是从媒体报道才了解安倍晋三辞职的，他还没有真的收到任何日本政府来的比较官方的那种确认的讯息。那台湾的外交部也是感谢安倍晋三一直对台湾跟日本的关系上面呢做长期的支持跟贡献。反正我们台湾就是表示说，我们会继续与日本友好合作，也希望日本政府能继续友好合作。那安倍晋三的辞职原因是因为他有溃疡性的那种肠子发炎。那其实安倍晋三一直都是日本现在来说是任期最长的首相，那他也都蛮支持台湾加入世界卫生大会这一些国际组织的论坛啊。那曾经安倍晋三在2017年的时候也是在媒体上表达台湾是日本很重要的合作伙伴。好，那这篇新闻呢，我比较不懂的单字就是 ulcerative colitis， 就是溃疡性的肠子发炎，结肠发炎。 ulcerative colitis ulcerative colitis。那我们值得思考的议题是说，日本首相安倍晋三突然辞职对于台日关系的影响会是什么样？那我们台湾可以怎么样因应呢？ What is the impact of the sudden resignation of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Taiwan-Japan relations? How can we respond? I think this question should be explained in three levels. The first level is the relationship between Japan and Taiwan. This part, basically, after the resignation of Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and the replacement of the new Prime Minister, Japan-Taiwan relations will not change too much. The second part is the relationship between Japan, China, and Taiwan. This involved whether the next Japanese Prime Minister is pro-China or not. If the new Prime Minister is pro-China, the relationship between Japan and Taiwan will change. Otherwise, it will not change. The third part is the relationship between Japan, the United States, and Taiwan. If Japan's new Prime Minister tends to strengthen Japan-US relations, then Japan-Taiwan relations will also be strengthened as the current Taiwan-US relations improve. In either case, the response that Taiwan can make is to be as pro-America as possible. Because only by strengthening the friendly relations with the United States can we increase Taiwan's influence in East Asia. 你们觉得呢？如果你们有不同的看法，也请别吝啬留言，说明你的理由与论点，让我们一起做理性的思辨。 See you next time.